If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Hey everyone, Rachel Yucatel here from the Misunderstood podcast. Let's get real. How many of us feel consistently exhausted, struggling to focus with a to-do list that never ends? Trust me, I've been there. Recently, I've discovered something that's been a total game changer. Holistic Goddesses Bison Trifecta. It's a supplement made from freeze-dried bison organs, heart, liver, and kidney, all packed into convenient capsules. Since I started taking Bison Trifecta, my energy levels have soared and my mental clarity has never been better. It's been a lifesaver, especially as I navigate perimenopause and menopause. The best part, it's all natural with clean ingredients and no fillers. If you're looking for a boost, I highly recommend trying Bison Trifecta. And right now you can get 15% off with the code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. So go to holisticgoddess.com and learn more. HOLISTICGODDESS.com and use the code UNDERSTOOD. You won't regret it.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Well, today we have the exciting Bershon Shah on the show. She's a dynamic entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and author known for her resilience and transformative journey from being a cancer survivor to an empowerment coach. She's inspired thousands with her story of overcoming adversity and her commitment to helping others find their inner strength. As a former star of Bravo's Real Housewives of New York City, Bershon uses her platform to advocate for mental health, self-love, and personal growth. She has a new app out. It's called You Are a Warrior, all in one word. It's designed to provide a supportive community and resources for people facing life's challenges, including mental health struggles, suicide, illness, and personal setbacks. The app offers tools for self-improvement and personalized coaching and connection with like-minded community, helping users discover their warrior spirit and transform their lives. If that's all a little much for you, you might just want to know what she's been doing since she left Real Housewives of New York. We get to the bottom of all of it. She's an inspiration. She's a friend. And I'm so happy to have you listen to my conversation with Bershon Shah. Bershon, I'm so happy that you're with us on Misunderstood. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited to be here.
So yeah. I followed you for a long time on Instagram. I've loved your story. I loved watching you on The Housewives of New York. So I wanted everyone to be updated on your life and get to know you a little bit better, because I think probably you've popped in and out of people's lives in different scenarios. So yeah. I thought it'd be fun to talk to you as a whole and let people know who you are.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I love you too. So it's good to be here and we're going to have some good juicy topic.
Yes, exactly. All right. So first, I guess how you came into a lot of people's lives, let's be honest, is when you were on The Housewives. So let's get that out there for a second. How did you even get cast on that?
You know, I actually was talking to Bravo before for my own show. So yeah, because I had been on a show on the Oprah Winfrey Network called Love in the City. So I had talked to them. I had gone in for, I guess, a test. And they were like, we want you to do this pilot. It didn't go to market. And they were like, oh, my God, we love your personality. It's so big. It's so infectious. So that didn't go to market. We filmed it for like 2-3 days, didn't go to market. And then I think 8 months later, this Bravo opportunity on Housewives came about.
And did you organically have any relationships with the other girls on the show?
You know, I knew, like, not like really good friends, but I knew them. I did know them. I knew them from going to Hamptons parties. And, you know, if you're in the scene in New York City, you know them. Like, hello, Ramona, hi, and things like that, and Luann. But not like, oh, we're besties, no.
Right. So when you were told you were on the show and then you started filming, were they welcoming to you? Did they tell you what your kind of role was? Like, how did you get thrust into that?
You know, I think Ramona and I, believe it or not, we hit it off. And then I met her and it was like, you know, she's a lot to deal with.
I was going to say, she's not the easiest to be friends with. So that's shocking to me that that was the one that you were like, oh, this is my girl.
Yeah. But you know what? She wasn't sort of like, because with Ramona, you got to stand your ground. Like, look, okay, you're a boss. I'm a boss too. You're successful. I'm successful too. So I don't blame that. Like, you're not going to put me in the corner. How are you? Right. And so I think it was that rather than coming in being adoring her or admiring her.
Got it.
That's not how I come into any room. Right.
Right. Of course. No, I can tell that. Okay. So then, and then what about with the other cast? Did you just like then organically start to make friendships while you were filming?
Yeah, I did. I did start to make friendships. Sonia, I adored. Luann, I adored. You know, Leah was a lot of fun. So I think really getting to know them, you know, it was like, oh, okay, they're not as bad as you think they are.
And what was it like for you doing that? Were you just on for one season? Now I can't even remember.
Yeah.
So how did you find the fame to be what it is for most people? Like all of a sudden were people recognizing you and talking to you and treating you different?
You do have that. And you have a lot of people like, wow, you're on The Housewives, or wow, you were this. But remember, I have been on TV a lot of different times. And so I think, yes, but you know, I'm real grounded. I am really grounded. Like that stuff doesn't like impress me. You know, I like real people. Like, that's why I like you. You're like, you're real. I like the realness, all of that stuff. Believe me, I know so many people who have fame, so many lonely people. So it was like, okay, yeah, I was on it. So what, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what was interesting and why I think personally that you stood out is because you have a real story. There are so many people that like try to come up with a storyline or follow something of who they think they're supposed to be. Yes. And you were a real person that has a real life that's been through real things. And for me, that resonated. So that's more over what I really want to get to. Yeah. You were someone who talked about the fact that you are a 2-time cancer survivor. That's a real reality in your life. Can you talk about, well, let's back up for a second. What was your life like, you know, growing up and then all of a sudden, you know, being someone who was carefree and then finding out that this was going to be part of your life?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. So lived in New York City for a long time, all of my life, from DC, but lived in New York, and I owned restaurants, believe it or not. I was in the restaurant business on 51st Street and going to own another one. And I was like a businesswoman, but I modeled, I was always like this personality. And then boom, when the crash came, I literally got like dumbfounded, swept off my feet, went to the doctor. My back was killing me. My back was hurting. I went to every doctor, like wellness doctors, health doctors, chiropractors. No one knew until I got an MRI and they told me to sit down, that it was stage 4 breast cancer. It was terminal.
Wow. And that was the second time you were diagnosed.
Second time.
Right.
Yep.
So you were diagnosed, what, a few years before? And it was stage 1.
2007 and then 2009. Yes.
So the first time you were diagnosed, you did not choose to do chemo, correct?
I didn't, because it was the beginning. They say chemo could cause you not to have kids.
I see.
You know, and so I wanted to, you know, take care of my health and just eat healthy. And then 2 years later, it came to stage four.
Were you having the same symptoms when you had stage four as when you were having stage one, but just worse?
No. Stage one, I had no symptoms. Stage four, I had horrible back pains. My back was killing me.
Wow. Yeah. So, all right. What is that like? I mean, honestly, like, do you feel like it was at the moment? Did you feel like it was a death sentence? Did you feel like your life was over? Tell me.
Yeah. I remember getting the diagnosis at Lenox Hill, you know, 77th Street.
Yeah.
I remember just crying all the way. I walked all the way from 77th to Soho, way down there, just crying, just crying. I was bawling.
And your mother, correct me if I'm wrong, had died from breast cancer, correct?
Yeah, my mother died from breast cancer in 1997.
Must have been terrifying for you.
I thought I was going to die. That was it.
And so I know that later on in your life, you are now starting, you know, an app for people to be warriors and mental health advocates. But to me, it seems like it started from this moment where you had to like change your life. So did they actually give you a time frame of how long you could survive?
Yeah, they did. 3 to 6 months. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it, because here you are all these years later.
60 years later, right?
So what did you do? How did you overcome that?
You know, people ask that all the time. I did everything, right? But so, and this goes into my app. I literally started meditating. Mm. I started eating healthy. I started exercising. I started changing my mind with affirmations and manifestations.
Yeah.
And I used to write positive things every day.
And do you think the mental aspect of it cured you more than the other physical things you were doing for medication?
You know, I do believe that. I believe you are what you think and you are what you believe.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's hocus pocus. It's really not. You are what you think. You are what you believe, right? You have to start believing. Like, you know, the whole thing is the underdog. If you think you're going to lose, you're going to lose, baby. You're like, the cards are already dead. But if you think you're going to win and you're going to give it everything, watch me win.
Wow. All right. So the concept of this app that you're starting this coming week really started from you trying to go on this journey of surviving and more than that, living a life. But at the beginning, you really had to survive. So I'm curious, after that 4 months and the 6 months and then the 9 months happened and you were still alive, were you starting to see an improvement in how you felt, or did it take years?
No, it's a good point. So I started saying like, okay, so 3 months, then it was 6 months, then it was a year. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling good. And I was like, all right, then it went to another 3 months. And I was like, God, if you keep me alive, I'm just going to change lives. I'm going to change. And then it was like 2 years. And I was like, okay. And it made me think, you know, you hear all of these motivational speakers and people talking about this, but you just keep going. Mm-hmm. Don't think of the negative. Keep going. And I think that's what I was doing. I was
go ahead.
No. I was just like, okay, 2 years turned into 2.5 years and a half and 3 years. And I was like, I'm not dying.
But it's such an interesting concept, because I think if I were told that I had 3 to 6 months to live, I would feel like, I mean, I guess you don't know what you really would think unless it really happens to you. But I feel like I would be like, packing it up, kind of like, okay, let me get my affairs in order. Let me say my goodbyes. Let me do exactly what they said. And this will play out the way it played out. But this is an interesting concept of saying, well, wait a minute, that might not be how this ends. I'm going to live, not just survive until I die. And that's like a different concept. So today's episode is brought to you by Lola V. Yes, the award-winning hair care line founded by none other than the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. Now, if you're like me, your hair goes through a lot. Coloring, heat styling, and let's not forget the relentless summer sun and humidity. I used to think I had to choose between products that worked and those that were actually good for my hair. But Jen wasn't having that, so she teamed up with top chemists to create something truly special. Let me tell you about Lola V's B Pro 3 Bond technology. It's derived from chia seeds that work to repair and protect your hair at the cuticle where damage starts. I've been using their intensive repair treatment and it's been an absolute game changer, especially after spending so much time outdoors this summer. Just one treatment a week and my hair feels stronger and healthier from the inside out. Now, here's the best part. Because you're an awesome listener, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolavie.com. Just use the code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. Seriously, if you're going to take hair care advice, why not take it from the woman who gave us the Rachel, right? And don't forget to use the code Rachel at checkout for 15% off your order. That's LOLAVIE.com with promo code Rachel, spelled RACHEL. And hey, after you buy, make sure to tell them we sent you. Your hair will thank you. Let's talk about You Are a Warrior. How did this come about?
You know, this came about while I was sick. Mm-hmm. There was really no positive place for you to go to. Because, you know, honestly, Instagram is not healthy and positive, right? Yeah. You know, Facebook is just all of this junk. It's like crime. It's like all kind of stuff. There was no real space for people to go and just share and be vulnerable and really cry. You don't really give your real truths on these platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept saying when I got diagnosed, when the time comes, I'm going to build a community. Build a mobile app, get people to help me, like really have a place because people want to share.
Yeah.
But it's the world is making us lie and making it seem like our life is okay and everything when it's not the truth.
I mean, I think, don't you feel like you want to be known? You want to be understood? And I think that what you're talking about, having that community of people that the more you share your story, you realize maybe for the first time, you're not the only one that feels this way. And all these other people have gone through the same thing. The situation might be different, but the feelings are the same. And that's what creates this community.
That's exactly it. Think about all the things I've been through. Think about what you've been through, right? You know what? It's a lot to go through that. And sometimes we're ashamed, we silence, we don't tell it, we're embarrassed. But imagine a community where you can just be like, hey guys, look, this is what I've been through. I feel like this. I want to talk.
Right.
And then think about it. And people are like, yeah, wow, I get it. You know, we're here for you. Express yourself. Don't feel ashamed. You're not alone.
So up until you came up with this idea, who was your community? What was your community? For people that are listening that are going through cancer, I'm sure they want to know, like, what did you do? Because they're clinging on to, like, their chemotherapy and their radiation appointments. What else should they be doing? Who should they be talking to besides joining your app? But what did you do?
You know, join meetup groups, get positive groups. Like I was a part of positive meetup groups and positive support groups. They're online, right? I would always type in positive because I didn't want the whole negative and people talking. That was very important to me. Positivity. It was very, very important to me. And so you got to find your connection and find your jam. Don't do it. That's what was important.
Right. Did you go see a therapist at this time, like somebody who had some credentials, or just found that people that knew what you were going through because they had similar experiences were better?
Good point. I went to a therapist and a coach because I think you need both, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a coach and a therapist. A therapist does a deep dive and unpacks and uncovers like the trauma and the deepness. A coach helps you take action steps to do next things. What are you doing next? Let's not stay in this. What's next?
Got it. How long have you been a coach?
Oh, since 16 years. So how I got into it, I went to a clinical trial at Johns Hopkins when I was going through this, and I would go to my clinical trial. I would go in sequins pants and like sequins dresses. I was dressed to the nines. I literally would wear like red dresses, faux fur, lipstick, hair, all of that. And I would be like, give me my chemo.
Oh my God.
Nines, heels and everything. Because I was living, not dying.
Right.
Literally, let me tell you, I used to pass out affirmations and manifestations and recipes to people. And like, look, it's just a bump in the road. That's all this is. And my doctor was like, who is this girl who is positive? Like, who is this girl in sequins and reds and greens? Because you are what you think. If I came in sweatsuits and no hair, I mean, you're dying. Literally, she wanted me to be the keynote speaker. And I was like, me, the keynote speaker? So I was a keynote speaker 15 years ago for an event for Johns Hopkins. And literally, I got a standing ovation. I stood up and said, I'm not a statistic and neither are you. Don't be a statistic. Be a goddamn warrior.
I love that. And it's so interesting. Listen, we know so many people, and I'm sure we've all done it ourselves, have walked through different parts of our lives being completely not present. And it's almost like when you get that kind of information and you decide to start taking your life seriously, that's when you really live. And any one of our lives could end tomorrow. I mean, just because someone was diagnosed with 3 to 6 months, for all we know, we could get hit by a bus in 3 to 6 months. So yeah. I think the message here is like, every day when you wake up, you can start a new day with a new positive mindset of thinking, I'm going to live in the moment and I'm going to live like I might die tomorrow or in 3 months. And that could completely change your life around because it obviously changed yours, physically changed yours around.
That's so true. That's it, right? Live your life like it's your last day, because we're always saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, tomorrow just may not come.
Yeah.
There may not be a tomorrow.
So I'm curious about, like, did you pray a lot? I mean, I know there are a lot of people that believe in faith. Did you pray to your mom? Did you, like, who did you?
You know, I believe in meditation and I believe in prayer because it quiets you. You know, with all this chaos in the world, it's like we're doing all of this stuff. And I needed to get support from above. Yeah. And I prayed to my mom and I prayed to God and I meditated, because hold up, this is more than an app. It's a movement, Rachel. And I want you and you a part of the movement. I'm going to give you something after that. Like,
I can't wait. Yeah. Who doesn't need to be part of that movement, by the way? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like tagging your 3 friends who are warriors and letting them be a part of it and tagging their friends as warriors, because mental health is real. Look, we just had a killing in a school 2 days ago, then another killing just 2 weeks ago. I mean, every 2-3 weeks, there's a mass shooting.
Right.
Think about what your kids are going through. Think about what the youth are going through. They're suffering in silence.
No, I know. And it's interesting. You know, I have a 12-year-old daughter and I watch, when I pick her up, you can see like if she's had a bad day based on her body language, and they don't like to talk to their parents. You know, you ask them what's wrong, they don't want to tell you anything. But like being a kid is so hard. It sucks. I would never wish to relive those years. You know what I mean? And then you hear about these kids that commit suicide at age 12, 13, because of the bullying, the level of bullying and being mean. What I wish that I could say to kids who are being bullied is like, oh my God, the kid that is bullying you is so insecure and feels like such shit about themselves. So if you look at it from that perspective, not like, oh, I'm the loser that's being bullied. Yeah. It's like, that kid is such a loser. You know, like that kid suffering. Is and the one suffering. That is suffering. Yeah.
Yep. And then you know what? That's what we need to go around and doing, like telling these kids that it's not you, it's them.
Yeah.
So they're really, and it's sad because they're really suffering in silence.
Yeah.
They've been abused. They're getting bullied. They don't love themselves. And so they want to do it to other people, hurt people.
Exactly. Okay. So I want to also ask about the stress. Like, did you feel like you, and currently now even, do you try and make sure you mitigate stressful situations because that can affect your physical health?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I don't deal with toxic people anymore. I just don't. I don't want to deal with toxic people. I don't want, because they're toxic. Friends, like, I now have real friends. I have real people who support me. You know, I'm launching this app. On Tuesday, I had friends flying from Jamaica, LA, Chicago, Turks and Caicos. I have real friends coming. You know how I'm not doing it alone. I think it's time that we as women start supporting. So my stress level goes down because I meditate every morning. I take a walk and I'm like, I breathe. I don't want to deal with any negativity at all.
So I want to get into the logistics of the app, but tell me quickly, at what point did you start to notice physically that your symptoms were getting better, and finally you went into the doctor's office and you were told that you were in remission?
You know, well, 5 years is, no one ever thought I would make it to 5 years. We were all like, you know, 2 years, they're like, oh, you know, you're doing good, but maybe 3 years you're doing good. You know, they were trying to not let my hopes get up. But then 5 years, we're like, Okay, you know, and then it was like, doctors like, oh. And then they're like, you're a damn warrior. Okay, you're the poster child. Like, you're not sick. You're not dealing with anything. And you just believe in your health and you believe in yourself. I think that was it. So I meditate every day. I'm telling you, meditation, going to get massages, exercising, those three things do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on anything negativity. Like, it's too much negativity in the world.
Right. So
anything that's stressful and that's why I look at you and I'm like, oh my God, I love her. She's traveling. She's on a boat. She's living life. She's looking good. I love that.
Yeah. That's well, it's all that, you know, I try and do as much as I can so I don't get depressed. You know, like, it's hard. I'm a single mother. I live in Florida. Like, I'm always hoping I'm going to find the one, or, you know, whatever the situation is at the moment. I'm always trying to do better with my show. I'm trying to figure out my second act of life. And I think, I just try and remember, put one foot in front of the other, always show up. You never know what's going to happen. If you don't show up, nothing will happen. I try and be reliable. You know, there are things that I've learned from things not working out in the past. So, like, you know, I try and do right. But, like, you know, the mental, there are things that I have gone through in the past where you just can feel defeated. And it's more like when you put your head down on the pillow in the night and the lights are out and it's just you and your thoughts. That's when life slows down and you really can let negative thoughts creep in, which is why it's so important what you're saying, to like have this real, these positive affirmations, and to make sure you talk nicely to yourself, because you should believe these nice things and have that in your brain, except instead of the negative things.
Yeah. And that's, so let me ask you a question, because how did you deal with your situation when there was negativity? How did you get out of it? Because you are thriving now. Like, how did you deal with what you do?
Well, I won't even say I'm out of it, because that negativity, as you know, no matter who it is, like, you can get anyone just to be an asshole all the time. Yeah. Right. And I was involved in something where the stigma around my name or whatever continues anytime that situation is brought up or whatever, you know. I try to, like what we were talking about before, remember that I can only control my reaction and my feelings. So, like, these people who might be terrible, say terrible things outside of me, I try not to take in anymore. I make it like a shield where I'm like, that's them. Something that happened for 15 years ago and they're worried about it and they want to blame me for something like that. They're triggered by something that I have done the work about, learned from, have my own remorse. That's none of their business. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I try, and what you said, keep the toxic people out. And toxic people are everywhere. You meet them every day. And it's harder as we get older to make new friends, to let people in our lives. And sometimes I find that I have become a recluse for a certain amount of time because you go through different friends. And, you know, but to me, it is very important to learn different life lessons, take the negative from things and learn from it. I also believe that life should be lived like a pendulum. You should definitely marinate in those terrible times where you feel upset and you're not doing well, because you can only learn from them. And to the same extent you feel bad is the same extent on the other side that you can feel good and have positive times. And I also believe, I have a tattooed on my arm, "This too shall pass." And it's not a saying for me about, if you're in the bad times, it's going to pass. Don't worry about it. It's also about when you're in the good times, be present, because they're not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. And it's fleeting. And the ups and downs are always, that is what life is. So I have learned to rely on myself. I try to take a positive spin on things. But I have found that I've really cut my life down to a very small amount of people.
Yep, that's me. Cut my life down to a very small amount of people. Like, it's not, because everybody does not want you to win, baby. You know that. They don't.
Very few people want you to win.
Very few. They do. Very few. And comparison is the thief of joy. I don't compare myself anymore. You know, I don't live in that. I don't care what they have. I don't care what they do.
Yeah, that's a really great outlook too. Okay, I want to get into like the logistics and details of your app. So it's called You Are a Warrior, spelled You Are a Warrior, right?
All together. Yep. You are a warrior altogether. Yep.
Okay. And what will people find on the app available to them?
Oh, I love it. So it's like another social platform. It's positive. You have to pledge to get on. It's positivity. Anything you post negative, you get kicked out. AI or the community managers, you get coaches, you get daily motivation, you get meditation, manifestations, you get a daily challenge every day, 365 days, like challenge yourself every day. You get to go into groups, like say it's substance abuse, it's grief, it's stress, it's cancer, whatever group you want. And you get live coaches. And so, wow. And you share your warrior story. So it's all gamification. You get badges, you get to win stuff. Like it's a one-stop shop. That's what I wanted. I wanted something that you could feel good about it. It's positive, it's light, and it's interesting.
Amazing. And also you said that you are a life coach. Where could people sign up to work with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. So my Instagram, BerSHANSHAW at Gmail. So Bershawn Shaw at Gmail, BerSHANSHAW at Gmail. Or you could do that's my email. Sorry. My Instagram and everything is just my name, Bershawn Shaw. Instagram, Twitter. That email goes to my assistant, my website, Bershawn Shaw, all of these things. Everything is Bershawn Shaw.
Now, I'm curious because I'm not somebody who does affirmations. And obviously now after talking to you, I probably should. I know that I've read you used to do 200 affirmations a day. Give me an example of some affirmations that people, if they don't do them, should start.
I am powerful. I am beautiful. Miracles happen to me daily. I am enough. I am happy and healthy. My perfect man comes to me at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. I do that. I am healthy in my body from my head to toe. I only surround myself with positive people.
I love that. Okay, what else is going on in your life besides this? Like what are you working on besides this?
So I'm working on a book. I'm working on a book. It's really about warrior stories because my whole thing in starting a campaign, so many people are suffering in silence. Mm-hmm. They're just suffering in silence. And people don't want to talk about it because they're embarrassed or ashamed. But what if it was like, Rachel, you know what? I know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Maybe it may not be on that scale, but look what happened to me. We all go through things on a different level, but we may want to make it seem like it's okay. Like it's horrible. You said people are still harping on that 15 years later.
Damn. Yeah. But it's true. Everything that you're saying, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going.
No. It's just like, my point is that like, get over it. Move on. The world is like, we're over those stories. That's move on. Like get into your life. Worry about you. Stop worrying about me. What I tell people, they're going to talk about you, whether you're doing good or they're going to talk about you, whether you're doing bad. They're going to talk.
Well, that's true. Yeah. The problem is, and tell me if you agree, is that there's so much stuff out there on social media where people only put the best of their lives or, by the way, things that are fake. I mean, if people don't know at this point that it is complete all smoke and mirrors, people don't look the way they show that they look on Instagram. I know my daughter is going through TikTok and Snapchat and all these stupid things all day long. And everyone she's looking at is filtered. So I know she doesn't verbalize it yet, but like, I know that that's making her feel like she needs to be skinnier, prettier, wear more makeup, have a hair a certain length or color or whatever. And I think that's really detrimental. And it's not even to kids. It's actually more adults too that I'm seeing cannot live a life where they are authentic and themselves anymore. I know so many people just in Palm Beach alone, where I've moved in the last year and a half, you see these women that if you try to have a conversation with them about anything remotely about their past, who they are, like the essence of them, you can't even get to that because they're too busy talking about their boats and their planes and who they're dating and who they're used to date and the all the things that their kids are doing that they're almost using to stack up these like wins against you, you know, where they live. And it's incredible how that is the way our society gives credibility to people.
Yes.
And it's hard to get away from that. So I think what you're saying is very hard that people, when they are, first of all, let's be honest, most people are struggling about something at any given point, whether it's a decision they have to make or, you know, whatever. So, or a thing they really are feeling bad about. And, you know, it's like, if we could connect in a way that says, you know what, I'm going through something because maybe, you know, I don't have to be alone. And also I read somewhere, you know, there's a woman who does a lot of public speaking and she talks about vulnerability is the key to like making a connection with someone. And everyone wants to feel connected. And when you are vulnerable, even for a minute, even though that's so scary, that's the only way to get someone to be like, okay, actually, I want to talk more to you, or I actually like you. To break down those barriers, being vulnerable is the thing that sets you apart.
It really is, right? Because it's real connection. And that's what this app is, real connection. I want to start a social media campaign of let's get back to real connections or your stories, because we connect through stories.
Yeah.
We connect through, I've been in domestic violence. I've been broke. I go to Palm Beach all the time, right? I stay at the Breakers and, you know, the people you meet, oh yeah, I'm going on my yacht on Friday. Oh yeah, I'm doing this part. I mean, no one's connecting. I got it. But what's the real?
Yeah.
My daughter's on crack. My husband, I barely talk to. My sister, I haven't spoken to in years. I mean, like, that's the real truth.
Right.
All you're doing.
You could be on a yacht and having that conversation. There's nothing wrong with that.
You could be, but like connecting to someone from the heart and soul.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. All right. You got to help me, Rachel.
I'm going to help you. I believe in it.
And like, let's do it.
I love the concept. I love the idea. I think it's so important for everyone. I am your sister in this. I want to help you any way that I can. I also, you know, I'm very sensitive, especially because I, as I said, have a daughter. I'm very sensitive to young kids that feel the pressure to commit suicide because they have no other way out, or they feel they have no other way out, excuse me. And they feel like that they cannot talk to anyone like you're saying, and it makes you very isolated. And I think the first sign of when somebody's not doing well is when they isolate themselves. That's what I've noticed that I do. I think it's what I've noticed from other people. So if you know someone that has kind of pulled away, that they're starting to do things on their own and you haven't heard from them in a while, like that's the time to maybe even reach out to them a little more.
It is true, right? And so in the youth ages 12 through 25, suicide is up by 77%, because that's what they talk about. Oh, I don't want to be here. My cousin, who's 13 years old, tells me when she gets 16, she wants to get, I guess, a BBL.
No. I mean, that's great.
That's all we're showing is BBLs. That's
right. Well, and it's interesting because the 16-year-olds are competing with the 25-year-olds who are competing with the 45-year-olds or backwards. The 45-year-olds are competing with the 25-year-olds. But you know what I mean? It's like so odd that the way you look becomes more important to people than the way they feel inside. We've gotten so far away from priorities should be.
Sorry, we've gotten away from human connection. We've gotten away from being real. Mm. No one, like, I remember when someone posted this, like, we don't even like when someone's real because we accept people so fake that we love that. Like in the realness, like no one cares.
They're like, why am I looking at this real person? Yeah. Like, where are the filters?
Where are the filters? Or where is the hype or the lie? I mean, people are Instagram renting mansions to do a post, or getting on a boat and renting it to do a post, or going to a Porsche dealership and take it. I mean, it's like,
that's ridiculous.
That's what it is. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So where can people sign up for your app?
Okay. You go on the 10th, you download it on the iOS store, right? Or the Google Play store. It's the letter URAWARRIOR. And look, we're in beta. So don't slam us, you guys, right? So we're in beta. I don't want any bullying. I don't want any negativity. I'm trying to do something right. You get on, it's going to be great, but let's show love to each other. Let's support each other. Because I know someone out there needs this. I know many people need this. I know you are suffering in silence. And people need help and support. So let's stop being phony and really get the help we need.
Exactly. Okay. And if people will ever want to reach out to you, do you read your DMs? How can they
read my DMs? So it's Bershawn Shaw, BERSHANSHAW. And if you want to be a part of this movement, this is the email that goes to my assistant, BERSHANSHAW@gmail.com. If you have a warrior story, I want to get as many people as I can, LGBTQ, white, black, Asian, or whatever, sharing their story, tagging their friends, letting this be bigger than me. It's bigger than me. It's everyone who has.
And also, I mean, listen, I interview so many of these people on my show because they're all misunderstood. I've made a very good friend out of this, who I am going to introduce you to after. I'll put you guys on a chat, but her story is amazing. She just won Miss Maryland, and she is Asian. She was born a man and is now a female. She's married to a military guy. She's gorgeous and sweet, and was just born in a body she didn't believe in and she didn't feel was right. And now is a woman and got to literally win Miss Maryland. It was like everything she could have dreamed of. And she just participated in Miss USA and didn't win. But she, you know, I'm so proud of her. And to hear her story, she is a warrior. Her life was very difficult and remains very difficult. People do not understand what she's been through, you know? So she's the type of story too that I think you would like.
Yeah. And look, if you want to come up next Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up, it's going to be really a lot of people there, but a lot of people you should meet, Rachel.
Where are you doing
it? It's in DC because you said Maryland. It's in DC. In Florida. But it's my partner is Founding Farmers, Dan Simons. He is the biggest restaurateur in the area. A lot of people coming out, right? It's mental health activations. It's a lot of stuff. The mayor gave us the You Are Warrior Wellness Day, the mayor of DC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So You Are Warrior Wellness Day. So I'm really, really excited about it.
Oh, I love him, that mayor. I forget his name, but he's great. Yeah. So, all right. Well, you're amazing. I'm so glad we finally got to meet in person, so to speak. Yes. We're going to keep in touch. I'm going to help you any way I can. I think you're amazing. I think you're going to help a lot of people. Guys, you should definitely check out You Are a Warrior. It comes out September 10th. If you have any issues with the site, be patient. It's new, but they are there to help you and get your story out there. And if you are ever in a crisis, if you ever don't feel right, if you are ever feeling lonely, you should definitely go on this app.
Yes. Sean,
thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.